in his room, half awake, half asleep. The walls of the room seem to alter angles, elongating and shrinking alternately, then twisting around completely so that he was on the opposite side of the room. A trick of the light and too much caffeine, he thought. Then came the knock on the door. This sound was the same dark brown tone as the wood of which the door was made. At first he thought that he'd imagined it, as it would not have been out of place with the other strange hallucinatory events of that night. But then it came again, only heavier this time, but with a sense of real urgency. So pulling himself up and stepping through pools of moonlight and shadow, he made his bleary way across the room towards the door, and slowly, apprehensively, raised the latch.
The latch became a fingertip, touching his own.
Back to bed, he wanted desperately to feel the reassuring crisp white sheets once taken for granted. To be back home, safe as houses and protected by walls covered in familiar patterns, and even wallpaper had become sinister to him. He remembered staring into the paisley prints and seeing a repetition of skulls. At night he would listen to the click of heels on concrete outside and try to imagine the facial features of the unseen figure. He would always see his own face, and now the realization of this prophecy rang terrible and true. For at this moment it was indeed his own feet that filled the shoes. Shoes that no man would want to wear.
Into the hills then, to search for another such as closely held goes.
Into the bone, of course. Under the billowing leaves,
under the dreadful birds, the singing soil, the decrepit babies, the unhappy new labs, the preaching apathetics, to long lost lovers, never to their son, save the way of
the light.
The facts are the guilty clouds that he would move into a playground.
A sense of moonlight and shadow.
Over the starch suds, through the
paper had become sinister to him.
To his middle eye.
The click of heels.
White hole. Anas. Rainbow's middle.
This
is his destination. Or a life drum's jungle.